transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
My brothers and sisters, on this important halfway point in Great Lent, I was sharing yesterday on my blog, I don't know how many of you read that, that the importance of being halfway, because there now, as of today, there's more of Great Lent behind us than there is in front of us. And so we have to be strengthened and remind ourselves that we've already accomplished more of Great Lent than we have left. But it's difficult. The Great Lenten Fast, my brothers and sisters, the greatest fast of the entire year, if we choose to embrace it, is the most important part of our Christian journey. And a lot of people I know wonder why I'm always just beating the drum of fasting. A lot of people like to say, it isn't what goes into your mouth, but what comes out of your mouth. I've got news for you. Until you can control what goes in your mouth, you'll never control what comes out of your mouth. Because when we fast, that's how we learn to control ourselves. That's how we learn, as Christ says in His gospel, to deny ourselves. In this morning's gospel, on the Sunday of the veneration of the cross, Christ says, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. You see, that deny yourself, the first challenge that Christ gives us, is the most important part of this morning's gospel. Because if we're honest, we will never take up our cross so much as we are preoccupied with ourselves. Raise your hand. Who wants a really difficult life? Raise your hand. Of course not. Of course we wouldn't choose a difficult life. But that is exactly what the Christian journey is in the world that is so daily moving closer and closer to the devil. It in fact is a difficult life if we're going to live as Christians. This is why Christ tells us to take up our cross. Our cross. I have my cross, you have your cross, he has his cross, she has her cross. We all have a difficult journey and a burden as being Christians that is unique to us. But no matter what it is, a burden, it is a difficulty, it is a cross for us to bear. And so Christ says, learn how to deny yourself, and then we will be willing to take up our cross. Because the cross, as heavy as it is, so long as we are on our own agenda, then we're going to avoid those things. We're going to avoid those struggles. We're going to avoid those difficult moral decisions as Christians. And that, my brothers and sisters, is why fasting is absolutely central to our Orthodox faith. But we don't fast the way we choose to fast. Fasting in the Orthodox Church is not a matter of personal choice. Meaning this: if I decide for myself how I am going to fast, I remember as a little boy, not fully understanding fasting, I decided to give up ketchup for Lent. I loved ketchup. But I didn't give up candy. I gave up ketchup. Maybe I should have given up candy all those years ago. Anyway, I didn't understand that fasting wasn't about what I chose to give to God. Because in choosing the fast, we don't learn how to get over ourselves at all. This is why the church gives us the fast, teaches us how to fast. And our spiritual father gives us our fasting rules so that we can learn to give up our will to God. And so I invite you, my brothers and sisters, if you've gone all these many years fasting in your own way, I invite you this week to call your spiritual father or call me or email me or however you want to do it and ask, how should I fast for the rest of Lent? Allow the church to guide you. I have found in my years of ministry that many people do a lot of wonderful fasting traditions in the church. But I want to give you an extra challenge this year, specifically in your fasting. Do a little bit more this year than you did last year. Don't settle for just the same thing you've always done. Fast a little bit more. Read the scriptures a little bit more. Pray a little bit more. Come to church a little bit more. Because we have to follow Christ into heaven. We can't just sit there and wait for him. We have to be active and moving in our journey. And in life, we are either growing or we are dying. There is no staying the same in life. We know this in every part of our life, whether it's our business, whether it's our trees in the backyard. In life, something's either growing or dying. And so in our spiritual journey to Christ, take advantage of this great Lenten period. Listen to the invitation of Christ. Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. And Christ continues, and this is my prayer, that this will be the inspiration for you this week. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? What good will great Lent do us, my brothers and sisters, if we have not grown closer to Jesus Christ? If we have not learned to live a little more like Jesus Christ this year? What good will our fasting have done for us if it was the same as last year? What good will it do our bank account if all we worry is about being loved by the world and living as the world wants us to live? These are the difficult decisions as Christians. Trust me when I tell you, the life of the church, tried and tested for 2,000 years. Our traditions are not a bunch of empty practices, but they are beneficial and they bear their reward. But we have to be willing to take them on. We have to be willing to live as the church asks us to live. And so if we are struggling embracing the way of life for the church, it starts with fasting. To learn how to defeat and to control our will so that we can allow God's will to rule in our life and His church to guide us into heaven. This is the message of the cross. And this is why the church, halfway through Lent, reminds us of our destination. It is not only the cross of Christ, but our cross where we are headed. To crucify ourselves to the world so that we can be united to Christ in heaven. It's not easy, but it's worth it. Glory to God for all things. As far as they could
bear it. Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.